This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State Władysław Teofil Bartoszewski said Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to the media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's efforts, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. We appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
He further noted that during India's G20 presidency, the Russia-Ukraine conflict threatened to derail consensus on the final communique. He added, through strategic negotiations comprising 300 bilateral meetings, 200 hours of discussions and 15 drafts, India successfully led member nations to a consensus, solidifying its diplomatic prowess on the global stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished strength and safe return to NASA astronaut Sunita Williams. Astronaut Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore are on their way back home from space and set to return to Earth tomorrow after being stranded at the International Space Station ISS for about 9 months for what was initially a week-long mission. In his letter, Prime Minister Modi extended Ms. Williams an invitation to visit India after returning from space. UN and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that public sector banks have made the recovery of written-off loans worth over 2,27,000 crore rupees. Replying in the Rajya Sabha today, the finance minister said the recovery of written-off loans by the public sector banks has gone up to the level of over 35,000 crore rupees in the year 2022-23. She stressed that defaulters do not escape from the consequences and recovery of loans is an ongoing process. On the bills related to the Manipur budget, the finance minister said the government is committed to get Manipur back to normalcy. She said everyone wants the state to prosper and grow like other states. Lok Sabha and India AI Mission today signed an MOU in New Delhi in the presence of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav. Later speaking to the media, Mr. Vaishnav said a data set called AI Kosh will be created, which will enable the translation of extensive debates in the Lok Sabha into any language. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that free trade agreement talks between India and New Zealand will strengthen the relations between both countries. Mr. Goyal said this while addressing the India-New Zealand Economic Forum in New Delhi today. The minister expressed confidence that both countries can achieve tenfold growth in the next 10 years if they work in the spirit of complementary economies. Indian Railways has provided 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years and the recruitment process is underway for over 1 lakh jobs. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Indian Railways is in good financial condition and the government is working to further improve it. Mr. Vaishnav said this while replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. He said passengers' fares have not been increased since 2020 in the country and it is very cost-effective in comparison to other countries. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and the Bank of Mauritius, BOM, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to establish a framework promoting the use of local currencies for cross-border transactions. According to the RBI, the MOU is designed to facilitate the use of the Indian rupee and the Mauritian rupee in bilateral trade, covering all current account transactions and permissible capital account transactions. This framework will allow exporters and importers to invoice and settle payments in their respective domestic currencies. The Election Commission has decided that the linking of voter ID with Aadhaar will be done as per the provisions of Article 326 of the Constitution and various sections of the Representation of the People Act 1950 and in line with the Supreme Court judgments. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Election Commission mentioned that technical consultations between the Unique Identification Authority of India and the technical experts of the Commission are going to begin soon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.